Hello. Did I keep you waiting? Oh, don't deny it. You were looking at that entrance. Come on. You even know what time you should start checking for me, don't you? I usually do a great job of being punctual. Today was just one of those days. Well, our little moment together is what makes each day special, right? Oh, you're so cute when you lie. You know I can tell when you do, right? I can read it on your face. Well, let's try it. Answer me this. Do you have a crush on me? Okay. Well, I have a crush on you. Here's the question. What's taking you so long? Sweetie, you know I don't come here just for the coffee or the occasional cup of tea. All right. No comment as usual, I see. I'll get the usual. But do you think you could add some extra love to it? Like a lot of love? I would like that very much. Oh, you're blushing. I do like watching you in that apron, serving me. And so I noticed it's been empty in here lately. Oh, I didn't mean to offend you. Oh, honey, don't worry. Your coffee has nothing to do with it. What? No, you are not the issue either. As if. You are not ugly or homely. Quite the opposite, actually. I happen to think you are rather handsome. No, do not insult my taste by deflecting that compliment. Stand up straight and look me in the eyes. You're going to say thank you. Ready? You are very handsome. Good boy. You can be taught. Well, that's what I'm always telling you, because I can't help myself, and it's true. Not because I simply like hearing myself talk, although I do have a marvelous voice, don't you think? Blushing again. Perfect. Shy boy. Although, you know, now that I think about it, this place could use a bit of decoration. As cute as you are, it is a large room to shine in. I'm joking. It just needs me here is all. You know, seeing you blush only makes me want to tease you even more. Yeah, I am a sucker for your blush. I still remember the first day I came in. Do you? I was caught out in the rain. I saw this place like a beacon calling to me, a bastion of safety from the storm. And I opened the door and I entered for some shelter. And who did I find but you, greeting me. And when you saw my predicament, you offered me a towel and a free cup of coffee. Do you remember? Of course you do. Then, like the sweetie you are, you listened to me venting about how my car had died. I was here until you closed. It had been a rough day, but it's not a bad day in my memory because you were at the end of it. So sweet. So thoughtful. I even remember what you were wearing. You were so handsome. Yeah, and there was something about the way you were standing in that outfit that just made me want to go over there and hug you, as if my attention was making you squirm in your shoes. Why do you look disappointed? Did you think I was going to say something else? Perhaps something more flirty than a hug? Look at you, giving me your back, as if that would hide your thoughts from me, right? I think I have a rather good idea what you're thinking. Oh, well, you are simply an adorable, shy boy, filled with doubts about himself. Yeah. And because you don't see yourself as worthy of my attention, you are starting to wonder what's wrong with me that I am attracted to you. But you want to know a secret? Oh, it's so my type. I totally dig it. Can I ask you a question? Look at me. Am I your type? What am I saying? Of course I am, right? Your blush proves it. Thank you. I also remember the day we got closer. It was one of those days where I was really discouraged with my business and kind of wanting to give up on everything. I came in here, but I didn't order for like, I don't know, 15 minutes. I think I just kind of zoned out. I was sitting there looking down. Do you remember? Was it really 15 minutes? Wow. I could tell that you... I'm a periphery of my consciousness as I sat there overthinking something. I could tell that you were wanting to enter the circle of my existence, but also kind of shy. Well, in retrospect, I think it was because you wanted to find the right words to say to me when I looked down. But then, instead of saying anything, you simply brought me a creme brulee. You got the torch out and you bruleed it yourself, and I was enjoying watching your hands work. Man in an apron, sexy hands, enough to distract me from my dark mood. Yeah, you were cute. If you weren't, and if you were instead someone else, I would have thought it was a way to say that I was making a scene and that I should stop and just order something, but no, because I have a really good feel of who you are and your instincts and your good intentions, I always assume good intent that you are trying to be kind. Yeah, it was after that that we got a bit flirty, do you remember? I said you were a keeper as I broke the sugar and took my first bite. And I saw you watch my mouth. And I saw how nervous you were getting. And then I couldn't stop but rain compliments on you. Since then, it's been kind of nonstop, huh? Well, you don't seem to get the hint, because I do still think you are a keeper. I'm glad it turned out like that. Yeah, I needed someone in my life kind and sweet and not so full of himself that he couldn't see me, that he couldn't see past the person that most people see. Yeah, I also wanted someone that I could be honest with, that I could... enjoy. Someone who doesn't know me from my professional life is sometimes kind of helpful. Oh. Well, that's a compliment. You love my outfits when I come from work, though. How do you even know I'm coming from work? Well, you've been paying attention. You've been taking notes based on your glances. Well... today, I'm wearing my favorite one. Little bustier, little push-up, little skirt. Do you still like this one? So, do I look pretty? Attractive? Do you like it? No one else is around. It's not like you're going to get in trouble. It's a yes or no question. Look me in the eyes. Do you... shy, handsome boy. Think I look pretty or not? Well, believe it or not, I actually spend a bit of time on my looks when I know I'm going to be seeing you today. I know that you appreciate it. I'll tell you what. quit your job and move in with me. Trust me, I could maintain you for life. Maintain your lifestyle. I'll feed you really well. I'll buy you clothes, but I'll let you dress yourself. And I can promise that I will please you in ways you never would have imagined. Well, I come in here every day just to see you, and I order things from you, extra things, just to watch you in that apron, watch your hands work, just to stay, just to spend some time with you, since you will never go out with me. Maybe we just need to skip that whole dating piece, and you can just move in with me. I can actually take care of you. You'll never have to work again. I mean, never have to. But you could have a hobby, make money, do something that you love. But just love me. That's it. Just love me and stay with me. That would be your only responsibility. What do you say? Not a bad deal, right? I mean, I would kind of be like your sugar mama. That is one of my life goals. What? No, I am being absolutely serious. Well, yeah, I don't know you that well, but I have been watching you for a long time. And you're a really good guy, and I kind of want to keep you. Put you in a small box, keep you under my bed. No, not really. I really hope that you're not looking for somebody else. That you're not shy because my advances are too much and you're already taken, and... Oh, sweetie, you wouldn't even notice when other customers flirted with you, would you? I mean, I was right here, and I've watched them. Yeah, that one time, that college student, do you remember? One of them asked for your number, and you turned them down. I thought that maybe you just didn't swing my way, but then I figured out it was because of your insecurities. You didn't actually believe they wanted your number, like maybe it was a prank. But trust me, they were really into you. And it surprised me how jealous I felt. Yeah, that's when I knew that I was actually really attracted to you, not just, you know, enjoying the scenery. Since that day, I felt like I had to act quickly because somebody was going to scoop you up if I didn't. Yeah, you are totally unaware of your charm. Oh, thanks. Wait, what is this? Oh, for me? Oh, I don't know what to say. But now it's got a heart. I don't want to take a sip and ruin it. I don't know what to say. You really caught me off guard. It's just so you, so sweet and cute. This so honest. Do you like me too? Not just doing your job? Oh, you do this for everyone this time of year? Come on. It's not just a random thing that you did for me. Part of the menu? What? Are you joking? No. No way. You were so close. So close to finally opening up to me. Please tell me. No, I won't accept this. You know what? I am coming back there behind the counter. Yes. Give me your hands. Give me your hands, love. Look, I... Thank you. I feel so good in mine. Look. I know you are insecure and shy, but I need you to be entirely honest with me while this shop is empty. No flirting, no teasing, for real this time. While it's true that I've been teasing you without mercy and being playful, I have never lied. I'm serious. Every single thing I have said about you, the compliments, the implications of fantasies, the flirty glances, the things I would do to you, they are all true. And I'm fairly sure that you would like them, but Your doubt is in the way. Your insecurity is stopping me. It's stopping you. It's making you blind to what I am offering you. You don't think you're good enough for me. But you're wrong, sweetie. You're wrong. You are my taste. You are my flavor. Every day, every time we talk, I genuinely fall a little bit more for you. I'm sorry I'm being so straightforward, but I feel like I just can't keep it in anymore. Each day at the office, I get tired of the same kind of guys, the bravado, the pushiness, the... Yeah, but you are really what I want. You can call it a whim if you want, but I've been coming here for a while, so trust me to know myself. I do want to take care of you, to love you, to kiss you, and most importantly, to help you see that you really are amazing. To lend you my eyes, not just to help you see the way you look better, but to help you value the generous, sweet man that you are. But, oh boy, you are stubborn. You are so certain of your worthlessness that you can't hear me. It's like you've locked out any compliment because they're scary, maybe. You don't let them in. And to be frank, it's been really frustrating that you insist that you aren't good enough. You are truly everything I ever wanted. I wouldn't have given up months of my time coming in here to gently pursue you if it wasn't. But I won't. I won't pursue you anymore unless you tell me for real this time, that it's not just one-sided, that I'm not crazy. I mean, it's possible that I'm reading into your glances something that isn't there. Look at me. No, hey. Right into my eyes, please. Tell me, do you want me to stop? Do you really want me to stop flirting? Do you want me to stop coming in? I can leave you alone. I can stop the compliments if that's really what you want. Because if you say no, I'll understand. But please, I need you to confirm this for me. I feel like I'm going a little crazy. What? You do? You like me back? Yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, your smile is just... God, how perfect is this? Can you say it out loud? I mean, you just nodded and smiled, but I don't want to look back on this moment and think that I misinterpreted your small, quiet ways again. Is it really that hard? It is. Can you write it down? Well, maybe words are not enough for you. Maybe that's why you don't really answer my compliments and jokes. Perhaps we just prefer in how we do, Okay, answer me this then. Do you prefer to express your attraction feelings for me in actions? Like the creme brulee, the towel, listening to me, the heart and the coffee, you know, actions. Okay, then I'll tell you what. You tell me to stop if it's too much, okay? But allow me to take the risk, the first step, and if you don't like it, you can say so, okay? How was that? Not bad? I know this will sound weird, but the taste of your kiss is really I can't explain it, even though I'm good at words. I felt like an apology and desire. I don't want you to feel bad, okay? If that's what you're feeling, there is no reason to feel guilty or anything. If you didn't like it, that's one thing, but you did like it, okay? It took some time for us to get here, but that's okay. You know, I am trying to respect your pace. Can I kiss you again? Okay. No, I like it. I like your hands on my waist, pulling me closer to you. You are a person of action, after all. I really want to keep you and have you like this every day, before work, after work. I can imagine coming home sleepy, tired from a day, and seeing you. Much like a good cup of coffee, you energize me. I know. It wasn't just a pun. Just me being my dorky self. I know how I sound, but at least I'm being honest, you know. Please consider my offer. I won't hurt you. I mean, unless you're into that. Oh, your face is priceless. This hug, though. So warm. Can you hold me for a moment? I just want to stay like this for a bit more. Honey, look at me. Yeah, look at me. I wish I could demand that you never feel unworthy of anything again. That you never again feel like you are not handsome enough, but that is a message you're going to have to internalize on your own. Of course you're interesting enough. Maybe not cool enough, but neither am I. You are way more than what you realize you are. And you're not doing anyone any favors by thinking small. Believe me. Hug me. Months of waiting for this moment. Totally worth it. Will you please consider everything that I have said? I mean, your life is yours, but please. Next time I am going to ask you on a date, think about saying yes. I know you don't want to make decisions on the spot, so I'm warning you ahead of time. I'm going to ask you on a date. To not a coffee shop. Dinner? Maybe a movie? Will you please say yes? I'm thinking that as long as you are prepared, it increases my odds of success. I know you will. Think about it. Thank you for the heart, the kisses, the hug, and for being brave enough to consider going out with me. Yes.